Amen. We come to the end of our year, and a Sunday which traditionally I have engaged in what I call murmuring prayers. There are six prayers, short ones, that I've prepared for this morning. And at the end of each, after I speak of the light that God brings, you are invited to murmur the words that go with that. For example, the first prayer will be about baptisms. And when it comes time for the murmuring, I ask you to quietly name any and all that you know whom this year have been baptized. Let us pray. We praise you, Lord, for bringing light into the world through all the children who were baptized this year, and all the children whom we in our own congregation have baptized. May light shine on the world so that all children may be able to grow up receiving affection and protection and faith. And now name those whom you know. We praise you, Lord, for bringing light into the world through all those married couples who have celebrated wedding anniversaries this year, those who are newlywed, and especially those who have celebrated silver and golden jubilees. May light brightly shine in their mutual happiness and on their strength to uphold each other, even in difficult situations. You are invited to name them. We praise you, Lord, remembering all those who have experienced grief and loss this year, the death of a loved one, the ending of a significant relationship, the loss of employment. We pray your light will brighten the darkness and will beam for their continuing comfort and support. We name them now. We praise you, Lord, as we remember the sadness of all people near and far who have known war this year, as well as those who have suffered violence and anxiety of it this year. May light be gathered in so that we and they may have a real and lasting peace. We name those places and people now. We praise you, Lord, remembering all those who have visited our congregation for a first time and decided to call this congregation home this year. May light stream in this place in order that we continue to enjoy everyone who have joined us here and see them as a gift. We name them now. We now recall, Lord, people and places where we, as individuals, have visited, finding there the faithful committing their lives to bring freedom where there's oppression, to bring Christ where there's evil, to bring health where there is disease and despair. May the light of Jesus, the newborn gift, become a symbol of hope even in the midst of experiences of powerless and suffering. And so now, Lord, we remember those people and those places we have been. Finally, Lord, we pray you would be alive in us and show us the ways we are growing toward the light that the world needs. This we pray in the name of the Babe of Bethlehem, who taught us these words of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God indeed has been good. God has given us life, and from that life we now return thanks with our tithes and gifts and offerings.
When Jesus Christ was born.
Triune Lord, for the life you've given, for the love you offer, and for the hope that you make ours. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. You may stand, if you wish.
My friends, let us continue to awaken to the presence of God, to seek the presence of God in everything we do and say, and to experience the presence of God in this worshiping community. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all this day and every day in this place and every place. Amen.